We just heard Jesus ask his apostles, "Do you realize what I've done for you?" That's what these days are about. To beg Jesus to show us again and again and again in ways that we're finally convinced completely of what he has done for us and what he is doing for us. The mystery is all around us these next days. So let us allow it to sink in deeper. In the Eucharist, he says, "Do this in memory of me." We've been doing it for over 2,000 years. God's holy church, because of the bridegroom's grace and favor, has been faithful in fulfilling a command that is the best gift ever. Doing this in memory of him saves us for eternity. Tonight, there are three main mysteries: the Eucharist, the priesthood, and loving service. This evening, this afternoon, a few of the priests from the area gathered with me for an early supper. And we went around the table a little bit, talking about the priesthood, the joys and the struggles. And just as it is, huh? It's easier to remember the hard parts and not as easy to remember the great joy and grace it is to be a Roman Catholic priest. But it was nice just to have a time of gratitude to God for choosing us as priests. We priests are quite a mystery to most people. And you know, we are a mystery even to ourselves. We don't even know what we are. We should be holier, for sure. I'm sure the apostles felt the same way. They were priests, and all but one fled Christ within hours. We should be holier. Look at the mysteries we get to touch so often. And none so great as taking a simple piece of bread and some wine, and the next time we place it on the altar, it is God as God is in heaven. St. John Vianney said, "If a priest understood what he was doing and who he was, he would surely die." That's the mystery we try to embody in a human body, the one priest, Jesus Christ. And look at that altar. From it we receive food for our earthly journey. Tonight we gather to thank God for not abandoning us. And there's no better proof that God can give us that he has not abandoned us than the Eucharist. Jesus Christ, in and through his priests, says to us, "Take this, all of you, and eat. Eat. It's my body, it's my blood. Look," Jesus says, "I give myself to you." He holds nothing back. All that having been said, it was done for three purposes, really. For the worship of God, the Father, offering the one true sacrifice. For the expiation of our sins. To make atonement. To nourish us. And to lead us to loving service. It's not just about here. The Eucharist and the priesthood is not just about here, but about out there. We gather here so we can go there as true instruments of Jesus himself, as his disciples. We all need to do what Christ did, to say daily by our actions, at work and home, vacation, walking, I give myself to you. That's what we are to say to one another. We receive spiritual food here so that we can be food to others out there. What's the food others need? A smile, a kind word, tenderness, patience, love, hope, trust, encouragement, peace, joy. They need us to see the good in them and in one another. Jesus still gives himself to us. Now it's our turn. Now we wash feet. Why? Because God washed feet. And it's still embarrassing to almost everyone who has their feet washed. It's harder than heck to get volunteers. There's more St. Peter's sitting out there than you realize. It's still disgusting. It's that simple. It's very humbling to have to let someone wash your feet. The Pope did it today in Rome. Went to a women's prison and washed 12 women's feet, and they wept as he dried them and kissed their feet. The vicar of Christ on earth in a prison kissing feet today. And it's not for a show. It actually still shows great love and tenderness from Jesus himself. We are a wonderful community, so let's not hold back. Let's not look out only for ourselves. Let's put the Eucharist we receive so often into action by giving that same Jesus we receive permission to use us however he wants, and watch what he will do. But it won't be comfortable. We're going to rather have our feet washed than see where Jesus invites us to bring him into our world. Jesus Christ, the priest, says over and over, I give myself to you. Do we realize what he does for us?